Super awkward fun cast. You're listening to the super awkward fun cast. Yeah. Welcome to the 9th episode of Super Awkward Fun Cast.
Check it out.
With me, your host, Latham, and our guests. Today
are we all going to be British today?
Are we going to be British?
Is this the Downton Abbey of podcasts?
Are we talking about the best days?
It's about Dame
Tony
Dench.
This is in honour of the premiere of Sherlock. Sherlock on BBC.
No
America.
Shit.
Sherlock's already over.
Sherlock just premiered very recently.
Oh, I'm thinking of a BBC version.
Yes, there you go.
I watch it from England. I didn't watch it from America.
There's so many Sherlocks.
Sherlock.
Who's your favorite Sherlock?
Stephen
Robles. Stephen Robles and Brandon Burkhart.
Yeah, that is, yes. That is
so
us.
Who is your favorite Sherlock incarnation?
My favorite Sherlock is probably the mouse from The Great Mouse Detective, Basil.
And your Sherlock?
Mine
Mr.
was young Sherlock Holmes, the ill-fated Steven Spielberg produced movie from the 80s.
I did like that one too.
He does like acid or something, and sees all these like visions of like,
that
food coming to life.
Stained glass night comes to life.
It's crazy.
Sorry, Benedict Cumberbatch. We didn't have you on our list this year.
I like him too.
He's very good. I like him very much.
He's
and I really like RDJ, Robert Downey Jr. He does a very good accent
as
well.
I like all the Sherlock Holmeses.
Yes, they're all very top-notch, top-notch. Anyway. Now that we've gotten
Big
that...
Big Ben, roundabouts.
Big Ben, Parliament.
Lift.
apples and pears, and bangers and mash.
The trunk is called a boot. Well, it's very London today. It's actually drizzling in Los Angeles.
Yeah, drizzling I'm sure everyone wants to hear about the weather,
Same.
Not hear about the Oscars.
Tonight.
You know what had a Kanye West song in its trailer this year? Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
Which brings us to the Oscar nominations. Okay, Best Picture.
Ellen's a roommate, by the way, so if you're a lady, need somewhere to stay. It's a really great place.
Oh, it's true. I was looking for a roommate.
I already say that later.
For a female roommate.
Awkwardly.
Or a male
mid-show plug.
I think you would take Peter Scolari dressed as a woman, like bosom buddies, right?
Who would?
Okay, anyway.
He needs a place.
He needs a
Best
place to stay.
We're going to start on the Oscar nominations because those are coming up, and we are going to get to the predictions.
Wait,
you guys know who's nominated, right?
Yes.
What, Brandon, first?
Yes, Steve.
What do you think about the Oscar race this year? Like, what do you think? I mean, because my opinion is there's not a lot of good stuff to choose from.
I've seen 8 of the 10 Best Picture nominees.
Okay.
And
get out of here.
I've seen 7.
I like them all, actually. They're decent.
Both
stuff.
Of you get out.
Right, don't tell what you're doing. Well, what do you think about the Oscar race? What is your opinion on it? Is it good? Is it one of the better ones? Is it just kind of in the middle?
I think it's pretty good. I think some things got snubbed, but overall it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Frances Ha was really good, and I wish it got some more.
I just saw Frances Ha.
You know?
It was good. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was a really good film.
I
liked it a lot.
Super
it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Just watch it.
I passed it up.
It's girls, but better. And funny. Sorry, girls.
No nudity.
We love you, girls. I'm sorry, girls. Oh my gosh, I'd love to be on that show, girls.
Okay, enough. It's a terrible show. You want to get started?
Yes, I would. Donald Glover was on it. He's still alive.
It's still a terrible show. Okay, so Oscars then. So there you go. So the Oscar. I think this is forgettable. I think we're going to forget which movies are going to be this year.
No.
You haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, no, I haven't seen it.
You are going to see that, and you're going
to
love
it.
It's
really good.
You should read it too.
The Jordan Belfort
It's really
book.
Great to read. No, the script.
Oh, the script.
It's on simplyscripts.com. There's our plug for simplyscripts.com.
Right. they're our sponsor of this episode.
I think I already plugged them before, but I'm going to plug them again.
I really liked Her.
What did you like about Her?
That's not a nominated picture, though, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, here's the nominated picture.
Okay, so let's have Elle read the best
nominees. Okay, I'll read the nominees. Okay.
Just read them all through, and then we'll talk about it.
Best Picture, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
My pick is The Wolf of Wall Street, but it won't happen.
I really
want it to win.
Really want Nebraska to win that.
I haven't seen Nebraska
so
yet.
It's a beautiful place.
I'll take me to see it, and it's a beautiful movie. It is a movie. It is a film. It is like... It's real characters and real things, real situations, taking its time. It's very it's
old school.
It's old school filmmaking.
Like
'80s. Yeah, and character. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the characters in there are so great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love all of
so your pick is Nebraska. Your pick is...
I think it's between Her and Gravity.
Interesting. I didn't even hear those two put together.
And
I don't think Her has a chance.
Her's not... I think it's going to be...
Way too white.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually
There are no black people.
It might be Gravity.
There aren't even kind of dark people in Her. It's way white.
It's a white future we have ahead of us.
Hey, way white.
Dreaming of a
it's
white
Hitler's America.
Future.
Well, I mean, my opinion is...
I'm sorry I referenced Hitler.
I want Nebraska to win, but I think
it'd be Gravity.
I think 12 Years a Slave is going to win.
12 Years a Slave is a really good movie.
It's political.
It might get the you know,
it's emotional more than political.
We feel guilty
no,
about,
I think
about
it's,
history.
Yeah.
Is it more emotional than political, don't you think?
It's very emotional. Well, I think it seems to me is that the butler got squeezed out by 12 Years a Slave.
Yep.
Like
it's better.
Well, no one likes
the butler. The butler has to be really mad that 12 Years a Slave got the bigger
and
white,
the better
white vote than they did.
Better
they,
acting.
They got
because
topped.
People don't like Oprah.
They don't
like
Nixon.
But I think if there was no 12 Years a Slave this year, then Butler would have gotten all these nominations just to be like, we're honoring this civil rights. You know,
well, we got to have one black person in there.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave might
affirmative
win.
Action in movies is just 12
Years a Slave is going to win some acting awards. It's just I don't think it's the best picture.
Okay, so
acting was great.
On to
American Hustle. I don't get the people's.
We're getting to that. I'm going
to
give you some chances to talk about that. Best actor in a leading role: Christian Bale, American Hustle; Bruce Dern, Nebraska; my pick, Leo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street; Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave; and Matt McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club.
It's Matthew McConaughey to lose. I wouldn't be Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, he will lose. That's
might
true.
Might win as well.
I love Matthew McConaughey.
Those two.
Matthew
he's won all
we
got to
talk
awards,
about him a little bit later.
But he's won all the awards so far.
And he's so Golden good. Lone like, sack. His performance, like, Bruce Dern's performance in Nebraska
yeah.
is good.
Yeah.
But
nominating.
It's, but it's great. But Matthew McConaughey is a complete transformation. Like, it's a complete transformation.
It is.
No, he's going to get the
But
the
Leo DiCaprio really puts his spin on this character.
Leo DiCaprio did as good a job as he could do with that character. I thought he did a really great job.
He really dug in into it, you know, like, put his teeth right in there and took that stripper.
He had to
the
really
physical comedy he did was great, but I don't think it's going to be enough
Coke
to
up the ass.
Award.
That was great.
But I think it's definitely between McConaughey and Ejiofor because one of them lost a lot of weight. The other one got his ass beat for 2.5 hours.
Well,
but not really.
But
well,
the thing
I know,
is,
McConaughey really did lose
exactly.
weight.
Yeah,
that
he went
true.
Through hell.
And he turned into that guy. Like, we saw a thing with him. Like, he did this.
He's all right.
A conversation with
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
And we went and watched it. And he's talking about the guy. And he's talking about how the family gave him the
yeah.
diary, the guy's diaries from
the
before
journals.
He was
diagnosed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just started, like, reciting the diary as he read it, as the guy. And he turned into the guy. Like, mm-hmm. he just turned into this character and became this right in front of us.
And the Academy loves transformations.
Yeah.
Right, and
yeah,
he was really
it's
good.
Similar. I think it's 90% is in the back.
Okay,
yeah.
on
I
to...
Hope so. I hope so. I hope they don't
Oh, he definitely deserves it.
Well,
because
politically,
this is the
I think,
year of McConaughey.
I think the 12 Years a Slave guy's going to win.
Might,
I don't think
I really
it's political.
Might.
I mean, if you see it, you know that it's not just political. Okay,
no,
anyway.
No, I don't mean the movie's political. I mean the voting's political, not the movie.
I know, though. I know.
I don't
I,
get
I
the
know
political.
The,
it means that people say, "Oh, a black."
I mean,
movie,
I know what it means,
this,
but
I
don't
I
think
really
it's relevant.
I'm going to vote.
I don't think it's
but
relevant.
I don't know. I
anyway,
managed to pick
yeah.
this from the past.
So, best actress in a leading role: Amy Adams for some reason, American Hustle.
Amy Adams for. I want them to announce it on stage, and nominees are Amy Adams for some reason, and then just keep going the rest of the women. But her name now is Amy Adams for some reason.
I'm so sorry, Amy Adams, if you hear this.
I want Amy Adams to win and then Marissa Tomei to run up on stage and start clawing her eyes out.
Oh my gosh. Kate Blanchett.
Kate Blanchett for some reason.
I didn't see two of these.
Kate Blanchett, who's
She's
the one
really
that's going to win.
She,
get your
she
foot
might
on
win.
My face. Blue Jasmine.
She might win.
Sandy Bullock. For some reason,
no,
again.
No, she didn't
Gravity.
Know. She's not good enough.
I don't know.
Judi Dench, Philomena, and Meryl Streep, Osage County.
Meryl Streep's just there like as the free space on a bingo card. Just put her down, and then who else do we fill in? It's Kate Blanchett, probably.
She will win. I saw a scene in that film that clinched it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Clinched the nomination, clinched the win. And I think that's what is a key to well, winning the award.
Woody Allen shits in her mouth because I missed that.
That was the audition. That was the, okay. That was the
no.
audition.
Because I would vote for that.
That is alleged. We are alleging that. No, there was a very good scene in which she broke down a little bit and she showed that she was cracking, and it really kind of drove it home, you know, yeah. that she's totally going
to
win.
Well, I now I want Amy Adams to win just so Elle can just go nuts at the screen. Like, what the hell? Like,
she's
going to throw a TV off
I
the
love
balcony.
Her. I love her. I loved her in The Master. I loved her in Enchanted. I loved her in...
For some reason.
In Proof. Come on. I mean, not Doubt.
Yeah.
No, I meant Doubt, not Proof. I loved her in Proof. Damn it, I did it again.
She got nominated for all the...
Okay. I loved her in Doubt with Meryl Streep. And I can say that she did somewhat of a good job in American Hustle.
You know what? I know revelatory. Because I got sick of looking at her in American Hustle. I got sick of looking at her. And once the movie was over, I watched another movie. I watched Superman, The Man of Steel. She's in that too. I couldn't look at her. I was like, I can't look at you anymore.
Wow.
Like, this is just... She's,
the boobage.
I thought she was pretty foxy in American Hustle.
She was so...
But she wasn't. She was too...
Over the top
She
fox.
Was too plain. And
I think
Superman.
They gave it to her because she did an accent, like, within
the
role.
She did
the
British
role,
accent.
And it's just so annoying when people get
Well, people like her. I mean,
that.
I think people just like her. Like, people that work with her. Like, she's so sweet.
Well, if you look at her, she's a very normal-looking person. Like,
she
her hands are normal-looking.
Her hands.
Like, no, because I look at people's hands, they look like they don't look manicured. They're, like, very kind of weird. She has a very normal-looking face without makeup. She's a very normal-looking. She looks like a chicken with
She
a
seems
way.
Nice, yeah. I mean, I like her as a person. But this was not her best role.
She's great.
Yeah, it's going to be
Enchanted was my favorite.
It's gonna be
I love Enchanted. It's so beautiful. She should have gotten nominated for that.
I
mean,
that
whatever.
I've never seen Enchanted.
It's so beautiful and cute. On to another beautiful and cute category, the best actor in a supporting role.
When you said Cate Blanchett.
Yeah.
I think...
you get someone else?
Yeah. I didn't see Blue Jasmine, and I didn't see Philomena.
You
but
can.
I suspect Judi Dench, maybe, just on the weight of her. Meryl Streep shouldn't win it.
You're saying she's fat?
Yeah. Osage County shouldn't win shit. In fact,
no.
Osage County should
okay.
burn the state
okay.
for a piece of crap.
Okay, we
Meryl
know.
Streep was the least offensive piece of
Once
crap.
Once more with feeling. Right?
Now, there's a chance that Sandy Bullock will win it, but I'll throw my TV out the window if Sandy Bullock wins.
No,
I'll throw myself
okay.
out the window.
That seemed like a pretty good
I'm like,
role.
Die by gravity. Gravity, take me.
That seems like, I mean,
like if she was really in space, I would be
well,
with
you
on
think
that.
About, if you think about the type of acting that movie requires...
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
pretty grueling role, well. And it's like
she was fine, but not great.
I mean,
technically, people are
her story was
too,
so
like,
shitty, and she created it. She created the story, and it's so shitty.
She's not up for writing.
I would choose her over. Amy
well, still,
Adams.
It was her characterization.
Mm-hmm. I would choose her over Meryl Streep. So that's just Judi Dench, Cate Blanchett. I haven't seen those two movies.
Cate Blanchett is going to win.
I haven't seen those.
Anyway, on to best actress, best actor in Barkhad a supporting law role,
mm-hmm.
Barkhad
Abdi. He should be
Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, which I agree with because I think
he
held that movie together along with Louis C.K. With Louis C.K. He supported Louis C.K.
He had a bad perm.
Yes,
he had a bad perm.
He was.
He was funny.
That was his transformation.
Michael
Fassbender. Also a producer of that movie.
Michael Fassbender wasn't really a supporting actor either, but he was great
he was
in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill, The Wolf of Wall Street,
so
and Jared Leto. Let's just.
No.
There you go.
It's Leto all the way. Although Jonah Hill was really good.
Jared Leto's not going
to
win that.
He is going
to
win.
He's won every word so far.
He is going to win.
Yeah, he's not
going
to win it. And
who
I'll tell
you
why.
Who
because Barkhad Abdi, this guy that played the pirate.
He was good, but he's not award winning.
The point of this is that Jared Leto's role in Dallas Buyers Club is a gimme role. It's a gimme role. It's not like there's a lot of effort that goes into it. Not McConaughey.
Oh my
gosh. No, I know.
Because he's already effeminate?
No, you could take any thin white actor, put him in that role, and
that's
probably do just the same amount of work.
That's not true.
Not any.
Well, almost any.
No.
But this guy, the role is meant for you. It's designed to be Oscar bait. Like, it's designed for that. Like, it's just like, he made
the
me
whole
feel
movie
this.
Is Oscar bait.
But he made me
well,
feel
no,
for that
I
character,
know.
Though. When I
care.
I felt for that character. I think because he put a lot of emotion
Me too.
Into.
He just got overshadowed by Matthew McConaughey in that movie.
I loved Rayon.
Plus, I didn't like the movie itself. Like, I just think
the
story.
Movie.
No, it's a,
okay.
It's too much of... They actually had to put applause at the end so people realize it was over. Like, they had to manufacture
the
slow clap. Yeah, he walks in, and everybody's like, Even though he lost, they're like clapping for him, and I'm like, they had to put applause in this movie because he didn't do anything heroic. He didn't do anything in that movie. He all the stuff was for him.
He set things in motion,
but it doesn't tell you that. It doesn't. The story doesn't.
It does tell you that at the end.
It says he wanted a thing to get his drugs, not for everybody else. He wanted to.
That's being honest.
His drugs.
That's being honest. Unlike what American Hustle tried to achieve. With being dishonest the entire time,
entertaining. It's a hustle movie. This is
but it was entertaining. This is going a different route and actually going with the real truth.
I think Jared Leto was in a claptrap role, and I don't think he deserves it.
Well, that's your opinion, and it means nothing to either one of us.
I think politically he got doomed. I think the gay community is up in arms about his motherfucking shit.
I just want him to get enough acting work that he stops making music.
Everybody.
As long as he stops making music, I'm happy.
His music is the only thing worse than
just
that.
Just keep doing movies.
I don't agree.
Is that your 5 second of Mars impression?
5 seconds to Mars. 30 years to Mars.
Well, it should be 5 seconds.
Get to Austin.
15 minutes to fame.
I don't
Mars.
Agree with that. Okay.
I would say if I want. I would want the.
We love. I love 30 seconds to Mars.
But I think if he loses, he'll still hijack the whole ceremony with a machine gun and take over. And say, I'm the winner now. Look at me. I'm the winner now.
So great.
Okay.
You give me Oscar.
But Jonah Hill.
Okay.
Jonah Hill was great.
What
demon in hell has got his?
Hey, Jonah Hill put on.
Dude,
50
he
pounds
sexted.
For that role. He put back on 50 pounds for that role.
He sexed a demon, and this is the end. He deserves this.
Well, I haven't seen.
He was good in this. This is the end is actually really good.
That was in the previous.
It's super funny. It's really good.
I love that.
Jonah Hill's good.
Okay, best actress in a supporting role. Kind of a tight race. Sally Hawkins, Blue Jasmine.
You said tight.
Blue Jasmine. You messed me up.
tight race.
Sally Hawkins.
She was
our first tight.
She was good. Tom was great.
Sally Hawkins, Blue Jasmine, she's Jennifer good. Lawrence, American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o. 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts. You guys don't ever let me finish. August Osage County, June Squibb, Nebraska. I love June Squibb.
Now you know I want June Squibb to win.
I love her.
She's so great in that movie.
She's so hilarious.
I've heard she's great.
It took me a minute to get on board with her character because I was like, she's so naggy and annoying. But then I'm like, oh, she's really going home with it. She's going home with that character.
I liked it because, again, like, I mean, when we saw the movie and had a Q&A with it, and like, my question was, you know, no one says I love you in this movie. Like, it's just really, you want that, there's no payoff. And they explain it just how people are in the Midwest, like, they don't ever say it. And in a nutshell. And I think, and then I got that character at that point because I was like, well, that's why, because she does love this guy, but she can't express it. She's just got to be a bitch about it. And, like, that's just how she is. And I mean, she's such it's such a great, almost a thankless role.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's between her and Michelle Ndegacella.
I mean, you know, it's Kirsten Chenoweth. Well, that's the guy that's nominated.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Asagi Budugu, it was the first girl you mentioned.
Lupita Nyong'o
was probably going to win.
Amazing.
She might be the one big prize for 12 Years
she's
a Slave.
She's so beautiful.
You know what I think is going to happen here?
She does a lot.
I think Julia Roberts is going to win.
She does a lot.
That will never ever happen.
I hope Julia Roberts wins and then dies.
Julia Roberts.
I would accept that.
Ooh,
she wins.
We do not wish death on anyone in the world.
I do wish death on her.
Wow.
Don't wish death on anyone. I am doing a public service disclaimer.
Only one thing that will keep her from making any more movies, and that's death.
Okay,
Julia, if you want to play disclaimer. Hollywood,
a disclaimer.
Yeah, hey Julia, Raleigh's a roommate. Come live here.
A disclaimer. Nobody should die ever. Okay.
Wow. Just the president. What? No.
Cut whoa. That.
No.
Whoa. Now we're getting there. Now we're getting to
spin
it.
Spin control.
Yeah, Julia Roberts is
the president of the hair club for men.
Okay, Jennifer Lawrence is getting a lot of awards.
Now, see, I think Jennifer
she's
Lawrence
great.
Might
I love
have
her.
A chance
I
to
will
win
marry
that.
Her tomorrow.
Does she deserve it?
She deserves to marry me, yes.
No, not nobody deserves it.
Oh, I'm afraid of that.
You know what I'm sad about this? I'm sad that Juliette Lewis is.
She could win.
She was amazed.
She was really good.
She was so cute.
Osage County,
she
was
so funny.
Really good. She was one of the
she
three
elevated
good things
it.
About that thing.
I like
yeah.
her too.
I love
what's
her.
What's the name of the actress that played the
Julianne Nicholson.
Duffy sisters? What?
Julianne Nicholson.
Julianne Nicholson. She was great. Benedict Cumberbatch was great. The three characters I really liked, they didn't do anything with.
Yeah.
And Julia Lewis.
Okay, moving on. We got Best Animated Feature, The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine,
Frozen,
and The Wind Rises.
I want The Wind Rises to win because I love
it. Obviously, Frozen is going to
I'll
win.
I'll say Frozen.
I wouldn't say obviously. I wouldn't say obviously. Because
obviously.
Because A, it's a Disney movie. B, you got Miyazaki
it's
up
got
there.
Got it in the
that's,
bag.
That's the political move right there. Because everybody wants to see
nobody cares
movie.
About politics. I mean, that's not
no,
as big a deal
me,
as
huge.
You think.
It's gigantic.
Anyway, Best Cinematography.
The Wind Rises.
The Grand Master.
Can we skip this one? Because I didn't see it.
Gravity, Inside Llewyn Davis, Gravity, Nebraska, and Prisoners. Nebraska? Prisoners should not be nominated.
Maybe Nebraska.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean to Prisoners, but that people should not be nominated.
Prisoners was a pretty good, it was shot very well. I mean, you get the you get the feeling of being in a
I'm just glad Captain Phillips wasn't nominated.
No. But you get, have you seen Prisoners?
I haven't.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, it's not really known for its cinematography.
No, it's really good. Cinematography really isn't always about sweeping vistas.
Well, when Elle shoots improv, it's what it's about. Oh, true. About sweeping vistas.
Don't talk about me.
She's up and down.
You can hire her. She needs some work.
Yeah,
I do good shots.
Speaking of cinematography.
Okay.
But anyway, it's also about creating a space visually.
I know that.
And I think that's what.
And you know what did that better? The Great Gatsby. You will.
No, no, no.
Whatever,
no.
But
I agree with you on that. I like Baz Luhrmann.
I think Great Gatsby should have been nominated over the Prisoners. I will go out on a limb and say
I would say in any of these movies, what is that? I even the Grand Master Brow.
That was a big, beautiful, like, spectacle. The Chinese movie? Movie. Like, very spectacular and visuals, like, very colorful poppy.
And Gravity's true, but how much of that is cinematography? How much of that
is green screen?
It's production, yeah.
How much of the art direction? Art direction, possibly. But
yeah.
Okay, best costume design. That's my category. American Hustle.
That's makeup. And yes, they should win for that.
No.
He should have an acting nomination.
American Hustle, The Grandmaster, The Great Gatsby, The Invisible Woman, 12 Years a Slave.
I bet you anything The Grandmaster is going to win.
Great Gatsby.
I want that to win. I'd rather have that win. But, I mean, really, they're wearing tuxedos and suits.
The Great Gatsby should win.
Nice tuxedos and suits.
I think The Grandmaster is going to. Especially if you tell me,
if American Hustle wins, I'm going to throw myself.
It might be American Hustle.
I'm going to throw myself.
You should put the trampoline under your window so you can save yourself.
Call Jesse and Eddie.
It will not happen.
I think
Great Gatsby is a lock for this category.
Not necessarily. Maybe artistically, but not costumes. It's not really
the
costumes.
The costumes are artistic.
What's the Grand Master look like? Is it got all these traditional Chinese costumes and shit?
Yeah, it's like kimonos and shit.
That's probably going to win.
But kimonos are their version of our suit, so. He said the suits are boring.
In Japan, they can win the Japanese Oscar.
Is it Chinese, though?
Whatever.
Okay.
Steven doesn't care.
Not the same thing, you asshole. Okay, best director.
How are the costumes? Right.
Horrible.
David O. Russell, American Hustle.
Yeah, I'm tired of that guy.
I just love how he rhymes.
Oh,
he did that on purpose.
That's why he picked it.
He was like, okay, I'm going to take your script. Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón. That's how I say it.
Nailed it.
I guess
it's like his mother calling for dinner.
Nebraska, Alexander Payne, 12 Years a Slave, Steve McQueen, and my favorite for all time, The Wolf of Wall Street by Terrence Winter. Who should win?
Alexander Payne.
Who should win?
Is this adapted screenplay?
Best director.
We haven't even gotten to screenplay yet. That's all.
Oh, I meant Martin
why
Scorsese.
Why did you say Terrence Winter? That's where you threw me off. He was a screenwriter.
Okay, let me do that over. Hold on.
Wow.
And then my personal favorite, because I love him so much, Martin Scorsese for 12 years of...
That's right. He did say Terrence Winter.
I know. That's why I'm like, what category
are we in? We're not letting that go.
That was super awkward. Years and not a fun time.
12 Years a Slave? No. He predicted the world of Wall Street.
12 years to get that right.
hold on.
12 years of podcast, right, everybody?
Okay, hold on again. Okay. And then my personal favorite, Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Slave.
Yes. Shut up. Don't ruin it. Okay, hold on. Seriously.
American Wolf of Slave Hustle.
Shut up.
Gravity,
okay.
Nebraska. 12.
Let me do my show. Okay.
Steve McQueen's going to win.
Fuck you. Okay.
You think so?
Fuck you, Steve McQueen.
No,
wow, you're
racist.
Stop it.
Just won the DGA.
I got to do it over. Okay.
Who's voting for the director?
Let me do it over. Okay.
Just continue on. We're fine.
No.
Keep rolling.
I'm doing it over.
Keep it rolling.
It's the goat.
This is my show.
Tape boy.
This is my show.
Check, and then
my personal favorite, The Wolf of Wall Street. But
oh my God,
Martin Scorsese!
What a surprise! Wow, I didn't.
So you're saying Steven Singer about Alfonso Cuarón?
Just because he won the award last night, I didn't think he was going to win anything. I thought he was not going to win. People seem to be so down on this movie. I don't know why. It's
I don't want him to win.
It's really good.
But sorry, I like him, but I don't.
But
want
I think
him to
he,
win.
I think he created a movie in a way that no one ever created.
You
a movie
haven't
before
seen The Wolf of Wall
no,
Street.
No, no, no.
You're
but,
not
but,
relevant.
No, listen.
Yeah, but were there any slaves in space? No.
No, there wasn't better slaves. There wasn't Wall Street. But the fact that this movie, because sitting with him and listening to them talk about how they made the movie,
they are slaves of Wall Street.
That's right, slaves
but,
of the money.
But listening to Alfonso and these guys talk about making this movie, it seems like a genuine filmmaking feat. Like, they really did
even so
combine all these things together to make a truly unique thing that people like. And I think Wolf of Wall Street, I mean, I have not seen it, but it's still a straight movie. It's not like
it's not like they
innovated anything or created something for the screen.
It's stylistic. It's different.
Wolf of Wall Street is like he remade Goodfellas.
Right. Okay, that's what you're telling me, too. And
with more
sense. Or no, you were telling me that the guy in the car was telling me. But, I got driven.
Tell us more about that guy in the car.
It's the same tractor shot.
He's a comedian. Sounds like a good story.
He watched Wolf of Wall Street. He's talking about that. But I feel like that Gravity is a truly unique movie. I feel like there's nothing else like it.
That's true. But that's like saying Avatar, like James Cameron.
And Avatar, when he was nominated, and he should have won.
He didn't win.
Well, because politically.
I am saying.
Everybody hated him.
My money's on.
But Avatar was first.
It's going to be Steve McQueen.
Is
he the dark horse candidate? No pun intended.
Oh, you asshole.
Yeah, well, he's going to win, because that was a sweeping epic.
Wasn't he the guy that got yelled at in New York? And the guy yelled at him and told him he did torture porn? Was that the
really?
Story?
I didn't hear about that.
I guess there's this critic in New York who's like famous being a contrarian.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
And they still
Armand.
Armand
yell,
White?
Yeah, and he was yelling at him during the awards, like calling him a hypocrite and telling him he makes torture porn.
Fuck Armand White. He's a crazy motherfucker.
I got the newspaper.
Anyway, let's move on, because
What was yours? I forgot.
It was Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, right.
Martin Scorsese.
It was Terrence Winter for directing Wolf of Wall Street.
Terrence Winter for
Asshole. No.
He directed Scorsese's screenplay.
No. Stop it. No, seriously. I'm going to do that again. Okay.
No, you're done. You
based on the book by Alfonso Cuarón.
We're going to cut that out then.
You did it. Why?
Let's
it's
cut
funny.
This whole thing out.
No, because no.
You're cutting out all the funny parts.
Shut up. My parts that are
that's the point
accidentally
of the show.
Funny. Okay.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Okay.
Honesty.
Fuck. Okay. I feel like a teacher.
Check.
If you just went with the flow instead of trying to control everything, it'd be okay.
In life.
I have to. It's my show. Okay. Okay, so.
Let's skip documentary. No,
you're like a slave
driver. On to the big awards. Best documentary feature, Act of Killing.
No, because no one watched it.
Cutie and the Boxer, Dirty Wars, The Square, and the 20 Feet from Stardom. It's either going to be 20
Feet
from Stardom or the Act of Killing.
Your podcast is torture porn now.
Shut up.
Damn, yo.
It's not true.
I tried to watch The Square last night. It's on Netflix now, and it's actually
pretty interesting. Sounds
fun. But 20 Feet from Stardom is the big, that's the base political
sweepy
one. Everybody's been talking about it.
Why do you keep saying political?
Because that's
everything
how they do
political.
It. That's how they
basically. Everything is political.
Yeah, that's how people vote, man. They look
that's
at it and
stupid.
Say, someone says, oh, I heard about 20 Feet from Stardom. They look at these things and say, okay, Act of Killing, that sounds like it's depressing. Cutie
it
the
is.
Boxer, that sounds stupid. Dirty Wars, that sounds political. The Square, it's on Netflix, who cares? 20 Feet from Stardom.
Well, hopefully they're
safe.
Actually watching these.
No,
the Academy.
No, hardly anybody's watching them. And
okay,
and
the Academy should
docs,
be.
Like, let's fucking watch that shit. And
anyway.
They're like, 20 Feet from Stardom, that's pretty safe. I like that. My friend said she liked it. I'm voting for them. That's how they vote for docs, because no one fucking watches this shit.
Okay,
what does the guy in the car think?
What's
the guy in the car?
I don't even talk about documentaries.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
He'd probably say 20 Feet from Stardom, I guess.
Okay.
He'd say that.
All right, what was your pick?
20 Feet from Stardom.
Okay, and mine is Act of Killing, just because I want to be different.
Cutie in the Box is also on that.
Okay. Also, best film editing, which I think should go to.
We skipped the documentary short. We're going through all these stupid categories.
We're not going to do documentary short because nobody really cares.
Do we have best R&B documentary?
Best documentary by a duo.
Best film editing, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas
Captain
Buyers
Phillips,
Club,
Captain Phillips,
Gravity, and 12 Years a Slave. I think Dallas Buyers Club had the funniest edits. For the best comic moments.
That's well done. I think
a comedy. I think Captain.
I know. I mean, it had the
gravity,
like easiest edits. Like it was like saying something with the edits. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like
it's
we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna show this instead.
Yeah, no, that was good.
You know what I'm saying? The trunk shot and everything.
Okay. I know what you're saying. I think it might be Gravity because you gotta make everything look real.
Gravity was hard to edit. That's for sure.
It's really hard.
Captain Phillips was a good edit, well edited movie.
Nah,
too.
I hate
too.
That
yeah.
film. Sorry.
Well, you didn't like the cinematography. I really enjoyed it.
I didn't care for that editing either. Anyway,
it's hard to do a movie like that. Plus, you get shots that you don't know where the fuck the camera is. Like that's what's cool about Captain Phillips. You get these cool flybys.
Yeah.
It's like where the hell is the camera? How are they doing that with those shots?
Yeah.
Really cool.
That was cool.
But you know what? I think American Hustle is gonna win that.
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
I know, but I think it's gonna.
It's
win.
The worst edited
boom.
Film, though.
I think it's gonna. I think they have to give it the smaller categories.
It's a horrible edit. Anyway, best foreign language film, Broken Circle Breakdown, which I heard was really good and I want to see. Wish it was on Netflix. The Great Beauty, The Hunt,
that's
and The Missing Picture, and Omar.
The Hunt's going to win. It's the only one I've heard about. The only one everyone's talking about.
Hunt is really popular.
It's on Netflix now, too. It's got Matt Nicholson in it.
And then we have your category, Best Makeup and Hairstyling.
That's my category all the way.
Dallas Buyers Club, Jackass Presents, Bad
yes.
Grandpa,
yeah.
And The Lone Ranger for some reason. We couldn't find anything else, so let's just throw in The Lone Ranger.
That's all right. But the
Jackass.
But Jackass got it's
yeah.
gonna win. But
you're gonna win an Oscar,
Dallas
baby.
Yeah,
Oscar.
All the most fun speech that night.
Okay.
I think Johnny Knoxville should have been nominated for some kind of acting award too. I mean, how many actors you know could
they
do
should
a
create
role like
a new
that?
A new category?
Why? Well, he did a straight acting job, and like he doesn't crack. He doesn't break character. He's in this character for all, the whole movie. I mean, it's just yeah.
Jared Leto could have done it.
No.
Okay, let's not get into that. Best.
I think Johnny Knoxville would have made a better Rayon than Jared Leto.
I would see that movie.
I would totally watch that movie. I think he would have been just a way better choice.
Let's make that.
Anyway.
I want that real bad. Jackass Presents Dallas Buyers Club. I'm down.
Okay, we're going to end on the best original song because there's screenplays.
Scat.
Screenplays.
Yeah.
Screenplays. We're going to end on screenplays because we don't have time to cover every single thing.
I love Scorsese's Wolf of Wall Street screenplay.
Best adapted screenplay Before Midnight.
No, wait, best visual effects. Let's go there. Best visual effects: Gravity, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug, Iron Man 3, The Lone Ranger, and Star Trek Into Darkness. And those are really great, really great action movies. All of them.
Yeah.
And they all look fucking fantastic.
Gravity's going to win.
No, because
gravity.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Gravity.
No, I just watched Star Trek
gravity,
Into
gravity,
Darkness.
Gravity, not
for
Gravity.
And it's amazing. I can't wait for J.J. Star Wars. I can't wait.
Don't talk about it.
So
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Watching Star Trek, I can't wait for that shit. Because watching
don't
Star
talk
Trek
about
Into
it.
Darkness,
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking like a spoiler. But watching Star Trek Into Darkness, there's just this sequence in a city, like where they're running and they're being chased. It's seamless.
It looks really good. Yeah.
I mean, it's so great. And then Iron Man 3 also, I mean, spectacular special effects. And The Hobbit is amazing too.
The Hobbit was good, but I think it has to be Gravity.
True story. I've only seen Gravity.
Well, but you should watch.
Well, we're giving the desolation of these categories.
Desolation of L.
And then best adapted screenplay. That's a good one.
Best adapted screenplay, back to that. Before Midnight, Richard Linklater, Julie Delpy, and Ethan Hawke. Very good screenplay. Captain Phillips, Billy Ray, not really Ray Cyrus, like I say later. Bring that back. Philomena, Steve Coogan, Jeff Pope, 12 Years a Slave, John Ridley, and my personal favorite, Terrence Winters, The Wolf of Wall Street.
I've only seen one of these.
Terrence Winters deserves it.
He is so good in that. If you read the script...
Yeah.
You'll read his intention too. He has everything in there for you to read. Like, I read it. It took me 2 hours to read, but it was really worth it. Because the script isn't as long as the movie. Because there's a lot of improv and stuff. But when you read it, you can tell where he's going with it and what he's trying to achieve. And there are even more fucks in there than there are in the movie.
Oh, that's right. That set the record for the most fucks in like a Hollywood screenplay.
Aside from the documentary.
He should win for that.
There's a documentary called Fuck that had the most fucks. It was like 600 and something, 800, I don't remember. It was a ridiculous amount of fucks.
Sounds like my college years. I'm right up top.
It had more fucks than
not
Caligula.
Sure. Oh.
I would say, just from having not seen any of these movies except for Captain Phillips, that it's going to be between 12 Years a Slave and The Wolf of Wall Street, and I think The Wolf of Wall Street is going to win.
Yes. Yes, and then we have the other safe category would be Best Original Screenplay with American Hustle, Eric Warren Singer, and David O. Russell, Blue Jasmine, but Woody Allen has no chance, Dallas Buyers Club, Craig Borden, and some other people, and Her by Spike Jonze, and Nebraska Bob Nelson.
I think Her's going to win.
Her's going to win. Like, there's no other
I think it's
screenplay.
The only award it's
going
to win.
When I was watching Her, I could see it on the page. That's how I knew it was going to win, because I could see what they were doing.
Though.
Yeah. I could see it as a screenwriter, because I am a screenwriter, so I see it as how it was written, and I just admire the language.
That's not a good thing, though. You shouldn't be able to see that.
I know you shouldn't be able to, but I'm saying that for me, that's how I knew I was watching
changing my
something
to Blue
different.
Because her mind works like a
shut
computer.
Up.
Blue Jasmine.
ENIAC.
You're an idiot.
I'm
an idiot.
Well, I want to win just to like see who will show up for Woody Allen, because he won't be there. He's going to accept for him.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but let's get to Porn Identity.
I hope that little girl from, that little Asian girl from that one movie shows up in.
The little Asian?
Okay,
I'm
let's.
I'm thinking of the movie with Jason Statham, where like he had to save a little girl.
The Transporter.
I hope she shows up in it. No, it's called Safe. And I hope she shows up there,
what?
Door for Woody Allen. And then he does.
What was it called?
It's called Safe.
It came out
Safe.
like a year
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And so she shows up to accept the award for Woody Allen. He just appears and just kidnaps her. and then raises her. Wow. Raises her as his own wife.
Send Jason Statham the rescue.
He's like, Sun Yi is getting too old to cuddle.
Anyway.
And then Liam Black, you're going to be taken.
You're taken by Woody Allen.
Let's move on.
Just don't be afraid of his glasses.
Let's move on. Okay.
Particular set of skills, including pedophilia.
We're wrapping up the show with a rousing game of the porn identity.
Wait, we didn't do
Oscar edition.
We didn't do one that we should have done. Oh, production.
No. We already did enough.
All right, what's this game?
Porn identity, which means we use one of the films. Like, we each pick a film.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a category, and then you'll pick a film.
Mm-hmm. I thought we just go off the nominees.
Yeah, that's nominated. And then you do a porn name for the film.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be hard for some of them.
Hard.
Hard in the mindset. It's going to be tight. It's
going to
be
hard.
A tight, hard thing.
Okay, let's start with best animated feature.
Go ahead. They didn't make it the worst.
They're already all pornography.
So we need to finish.
The Wind Rises.
Okay, The Wind Rises.
Frozen Eggs.
Frozen Eggs. So sexy.
Ernest and Celestine. Those are already dirty.
The Frozen is hosen.
Hosen, right. The Crude's already dirty.
Okay, one each.
I'm just saying.
So mine is the hosen. Like H-O-S-I-N. Mm-hmm. Apostrophe.
Like hose in. Like hose in, pimps out.
Yeah, yeah. Hose.
What about The Wind Rises? Like,
it's already dirty.
The wind rises up my ass.
Yeah, the wind breaks from my butthole.
Wow.
But Beavis and Butthead style. I like it. Despicable Me too.
Despicable pee on you. Despicable pee on you by R. Kelly.
Despicable me poo.
Yeah.
Despicable poo too.
Despicable poo.
Despicable
poo.
Meat too.
Ooh. Oh.
Despicable number two.
That's a good one. Despicable meat.
I win. Okay.
Dedicable.
Best cinematography. Best cinematography.
Best cinematography.
Oh, the grand masturbator, of course. Come on. That's the
but what about one. You skip the easy one, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh.
That's
Inside
Llewyn
Davis.
Deeper inside Llewyn Davis.
Deep inside Llewyn Davis.
Wait, what are the other
Nebraska Gravity.
Prisoners.
Prisoners.
Sex Prisoners. Nebraska.
Grab titty.
Nekraska.
Nekrapska.
Nekrapska.
The Krapska.
I like gravity for grab titty.
Grab titty.
Yeah.
Grab titty. It's a good one.
Grab titty.
He wins.
It's called grab titty.
Ooh, I got a good one.
No, come on. You can't just...
Best costume design.
Best costume.
Grand Masturbator. I go for that.
Best costume design.
And then mine is the Great Aspie.
Well, let me see what else is there.
The Great Aspie.
What's in her costume?
The Invisible Woman in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh.
12 Years a Slave. I dare you to do that one. 12 Years a Skank.
12 Years a Sex Slave.
12 Years a Sex Slave.
12 Inches.
12 Years a Skank.
12 Years a Skank is good. How about 12 Inches a Slave?
12 Inches a Slave. Got it. Winner.
12 Black Inches
That's
a Slave.
That's a good one. That's a good one. 12 Inches a Slave. I like that one.
Here's a harder one.
Yeah, it is.
Best Director.
Oh, man. Best
the,
best
the names.
Best,
the names.
Oh, the names.
Best E-Rector.
The names.
Well. Right.
David O. Oh, Russell.
Oh, David O. Face Russell.
Like Martin Scorsese.
Martin,
Alexander
Martin
Payne.
Scores, AC. Alexander.
Alexander's
butt
pain.
Pain.
Yeah,
Alexander's butt pain.
Exquisite pain.
Pain in the butt.
Steve's a McQueen.
Steve's
well,
a,
that's
Steve's
not
a,
porn.
A
no,
Steve
that's,
McQueen.
That's actually pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Steve silly. Dick.
Martin
Dick
Scorsese.
Queens.
Martin scores.
Score
Martin
crazy.
Scores easy.
Yeah,
scores
yeah,
easy.
Yeah,
Martin
yeah,
scores
Martin
easy.
Scores easy.
Steven Dick Queens. Dick's Queens.
The King of Steve McQueen.
I don't think you'd get out of that. It's, you would say it's not
Steve McQueef.
It's Steve McQueen.
Steve
McQueef. It's Steve McQueen, not Ethan.
I got an interesting one. Okay. Best documentary feature. The act of
best cockumentary feature.
The act of
spilling. The act of spilling cum.
Ew, no.
The act of thrilling.
Booty
the
in
act
my
of
boxers.
The act of banging.
The act of humping.
20 feet from stardom, 20 inches from stardom.
The act of cocking. 20 inches from stardom.
Booty and the coxer.
I already said that. I just got it. I just said
no,
that.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You did not.
Roll
the guy in the car said
that.
Dirty whores. Dirty whores.
Dirty
whores.
Dirty whores.
Yeah.
Flirty whores.
Or flirty whores, yeah.
20 feet from stardom.
Yeah, yeah.
20
inches from stardom.
20 feet from orgasm.
20 minutes from orgasm.
The square.
20 seconds from orgasm.
The box.
The box is where. I don't know about that one.
I don't know. The square? The box?
No one wins best documentary feature.
The pubic hair. No, it's horrible.
The pubic hair.
Who would watch that?
I might watch that.
I would watch that.
Look, I want you to go to best live action short film and just come up with one for the two first two, all of those actually.
Oh, where is that?
It's best live action short film. It's just go ahead and just try with those, okay? One's in Spanish, one's in French.
Oh, right.
One's in a weird Malaysian language.
One's in my butt.
That wasn't me.
Pitaco Monkaki.
Aquel no era yo. I don't know how to do a Spanish version.
Aquel no era yo. Avant que tu te perdes.
Helium. He's in him.
She got all excited.
And it's like, wait, there's a word I understand.
Helium.
The other one's called the Vorbing.
He's in him. He's in him.
Yeah, I like that. I'll take he's
in him. He's in him.
He's in him.
I'm done.
I won't get it to bail.
Did we get a Captain Phillips one?
Oh, all is lost.
Captain Phillips head screwdriver.
Oh, all is cocked.
All is lost. All is cocked.
What's All Is Lost nominated for? We didn't even go over that.
Best sound editing.
Oh. Ball is
The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Oh, that's one about trannies. Balls.
Ew.
It's called Balls Are Lost. I'm sorry.
Ew,
Balls
gross.
Are Lost.
Yeah, Balls Are Lost.
Wait,
how about,
no.
How about John Wayne Bobbitt, The
said?
Desolation of...
No, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug.
John Wayne Bobbitt, The Desolation of...
Of cock.
His cock.
His cock.
That was my real laugh, sorry.
The Desolation of Badge.
Philomena. Philomena. Philozina.
Philozina. Fill it in her.
Fill in her.
Yeah.
Philozina.
Fill it in her.
Yeah. Phil.
Phil her meaner.
Phil her meaner, yeah. Phil her meaner.
Before Midnight.
Anger.
The Whore of Midnight.
Be whore.
No, the Whore Midnight.
Bring Whore's Midnight.
The Whore's Midnight.
Bring Whore's Midnight. Be Whore's Midnight.
How about just come before midnight?
That's horrible. Sorry.
We'll grab titty.
Blue Jasmine.
Grab titty.
Well,
it's obviously some jizz.
Blue Jasmine.
Blown by Jasmine.
Yeah.
Blue Jasmine.
Oh. Blow jizz in him.
Blows jizz in him. Blows jizz him. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, and then we're gonna end on. We're gonna.
I'm gonna stand alone.
Print it, cut, print.
Cut, print, wrap.
We're gonna end on her.
Yeah, her. Fur?
That's the first thing I thought, fur.
Her peas?
Her and him.
I gotta come up with a good one.
Yeah. Look, I'm getting a text from another comedian.
Her.
They're probably hearing this right now.
Her.
Super
her.
Sense.
Her. Her. You're a poet, come on.
Her. Fur. Plur, der, mer, sure, murder.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
And with that, we will bid you adieu. Stay tuned for Laura Menino.
Stay tuned for Laura Menino's House of Fun.
And so we're back with my good friend Laura Menino from the wonderful play that we did, 12 Angry Men.
Ah,
that was a fun little
that was.
Radio play. Yeah, I think you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Duel.
It's fun to dust off my BFA in theater
yes,
degree.
Indeed. So we're going to get right to it.
Yeah.
It's the Oscar edition episode of the podcast, the Funcast, and wanted to see who your picks were for the big major awards.
Sure. I haven't seen everything. At a Best Picture, for me, I would be thrilled if either her or The Wolf of Wall Street won. Best Actor, for me, it's a toss-up between Leonardo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I didn't love Dallas Buyers Club as a movie, but it was an amazing character portrait.
It was.
I think what happens is in the first 5 minutes when you find out that someone is going to die, it tends to plateau after that.
Yeah.
But McConaughey was great. Best Actress, I would be cool with Kate Blanchett. I thought she was great.
Yeah, I think she should win.
Yeah, I did not see August Osage County. I did see the play, which was amazing in New York. But
oh, yeah,
here's
really great.
Best Actor, I don't know. I would be... I don't know.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Jonah was amazing and hysterical. I know there's some beef with Jared these days and the whole transgender discussion, which I don't feel equipped to talk about. And Bradley Cooper was really one of the more enjoyable parts of American
Hustle. I agree.
Yeah.
He was so fun.
Yeah.
And Louis C.K. and him, like,
Just the back and forth.
That part, especially in the end of the movie.
It was like a different movie.
So great.
So great.
Best actress in a supporting role. I don't know.
That's a tough one.
I have not seen Nebraska, and I really want to. I haven't seen August or 12 Years a Slave.
I'm glad Sally Hawkins got
it. Yeah, I really like her. And Jennifer Lawrence, I thought she was so funny, and her timing was so great, but it was really like a little girl playing dress-up.
Yeah.
I just felt she was so young for that role, and I really would have loved to have seen somebody who's gone through the mill a little bit to play that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm kind of agnostic on that. Best animated feature, I saw none of these. I don't know. Everyone loves Frozen?
Yeah, Frozen's great.
Okay.
That's the pick to win, I think.
And cinematography, I'm sad Inside Llewyn Davis has not received a lot of...
Me neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
At least
why...
like a best actor or best screenplay.
I thought Oscar was amazing.
Yeah.
He should have been an Oscar nominee.
Yeah. I really think I need to sit with a dry erase board and draw a chronological timeline of that movie, because the ending was a little daunting for me.
Yeah.
Best costume design? I don't know. Sure, Gatsby. Why
not? That's what I'm saying. Catherine Martin is like a shoo-in.
Right.
She's been in this business forever.
Right. Well, she's the one who wore the American Express credit card dress about 15 years ago. Remember that?
I don't know.
It was a costume designer.
I know that was
she made an entire dress.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was
I remember
her.
That. She's been with... she was on Moulin Rouge.
Oh, okay.
All that good stuff. And she's been around a while.
This is all the SMART awards that I have no docs. I have not seen film editing.
I have never seen any of those documentaries.
Yeah, foreign language, best makeup. I don't. Really? Jackass?
That's the lock. That's the lock to win.
Really?
Well, it might be Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, my God.
They had some good wigs.
I mean, the best thing about the best makeup and hairstyling was McConaughey losing 45 pounds. You can't
do
that with makeup. I am shocked, Jackass. A lot of these were even the first time.
Yeah,
wow.
But it was really good makeup.
Really?
Really good.
Okay. I'm sure it was. Well, good. Good for somebody who worked on Jackass should win on something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, Scorsese. Wolf of Wall Street was one of the... That Quaalude scene.
I know.
It's some of the best comedy
that
I've ever seen.
That is the best scene.
I just really want to just talk about that scene.
That's probably the best improvised scene I've ever seen. Like, ever.
Pouring himself into that car.
And it's
and
so different on paper.
Scene, really? I would.
It's
I
like
would,
so quick.
Really?
And it's so immensely like huge in the movie. Like, it's such a centerpiece. And they spent like weeks and weeks
I'm
on
sure.
It. Forever.
That scene of pouring himself into that car.
That was amazing.
What was so amazing about that movie is that it was just so much fun to watch Leonardo DiCaprio have fun.
Yes.
And be so physical and be so big. And we've never really seen that of him. And I've always liked him.
He's always dying and shit.
Right. And it was just fun to watch him have fun.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have fun watching people in American Hustle.
Yeah.
And I just didn't. And everything I wanted American Hustle to be, I found and Wolf of Wall Street.
Thank you.
Of just watching, like,
thank you.
Just pure id explode on the screen.
And it
for
was
hours.
So long, and it didn't feel long.
No,
at
not at all.
At all. It felt like I was in their world, which is what they want.
Right. So. And you thought you would get tired of watching assholes continue to be assholes, but I wanted to watch them just continue to be assholes. I'm sure the actual victims of these people would feel differently, but
and there's a lot of controversy over the whole like what was meant by the film, like
right.
But if you watch it to the end, if you watch that ending, I'm not giving anything away,
right.
But if you watch the ending, you will know exactly what they're going for.
Yeah,
like it's plain and simple what's happening,
right.
And the fact that people are misinterpreting it.
Right, what a
it's
sad
really
person he is, and what a sad life.
And
he
it's hilarious that even he had a cameo in that scene.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And he probably still doesn't get it.
Right, no. I mean, well, that's the thing. He's a sociopath, so
yeah.
He's never going to get it. And I think even at the end of the movie, you could tell he never really got it. I don't think he really realized.
It's the most truthful like movie that I've seen.
Right.
And it's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's so scary how funny something so truthful and scary can be. Like,
right.
These people had so much power.
His group of friends, and what I realize the through line of why I like certain movies, is that when there's a lovable supporting cast of characters.
Yes.
Like, all those guys were assholes and did horrible things, but they were lovable
guys. I kind
of
liked him.
Like,
yeah.
That diner scene was hysterical. And what's his face from The Walking Dead? That was amazing. And I am from New York, and there's Jews and there's thugs, and really, is it like a Jew thug is such a like
and these are
Long
real
Island species.
These
and,
are real people.
I don't know. I just thought that movie was great.
I thought Margot Robbie was really good in it too. She didn't get a lot of like acclaim,
she
was pretty. She
was great. She was not just there for eye candy.
And she was not just taking off her clothes for no reason.
Right.
It just felt like she was that character.
Yeah.
And I just kind of felt for her a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I felt. So really bad for her. But when she got that revenge, you know, at that point where she got that revenge, I was like, go girl.
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of people that you like but didn't get enough credit for, it was exciting to see Elizabeth Rome in American Hustle play. I love Jeremy Renner.
Thank you.
I don't
think
he's gotten
role.
Enough credit
hasn't.
For this.
He's really cute.
Yeah,
sweet.
I just thought those people were so likable.
Once again,
so
it felt like a different
mayor.
Movie when they were on screen.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Rome, I was really excited to see as this, Italian.
I saw her at the screening, and she's just such a lovable, sweet lady.
Yeah.
So she had a lot of good things to say about.
I hope she gets a lot more work because of that.
Yeah,
I was really excited
for sure.
to see her.
It was good to see her.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So, Leo, I really want him to win.
I really. Yeah.
I'm like putting all my hopes on it.
I just thought it was amazing, and I just thought it was such a technically proficient comedic performance.
I'm also glad that Jonah got nominated. I don't care what anyone
says. Right.
he worked his ass off.
Yeah, that was insane. That scene about the fucking his cousin.
Ugh.
the bar.
Sad thing is so real. So
yeah.
He actually married his cousin.
Yeah.
And they had kids.
And then they smoked crack at the back of the bar. Like, that scene.
That was amazing.
Along with the Quaalude scene. What
it's in
many.
The script, too.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh.
All this stuff is, like, in there. Terrence is amazing.
And, you know, I just was, before we even started, I was talking about how I felt like her, and I didn't even talk about her yet, but
her,
I think, has also had the most impact on me. Aside from Wolf
Best
of Wall Street,
original film of the year.
And really just completely diametrically opposed to each other in every way. But
it's so different, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Now going back to the
it's
best
sort of
director.
Like Wall Street is like the past and the present.
Right,
and then her
right.
is the future.
Yeah, yeah. I would be excited if her won best screenplay. In fact, I would really like to read that screenplay. Towards the end.
I wonder if it's on Simply Scripts. I'll have to check it out.
I want to read her last speech, her goodbye speech.
Oh my gosh, I just got so verklempt when I was like watching it.
Well, I'm surprised Joaquin Phoenix
didn't get nominated.
Yeah, that's surprising.
They gave it to Bruce Dern, I'm sure.
Right.
He's getting up there in years.
Yeah.
But he did a great job. For an alcoholic guy.
Yeah, I want to see Nebraska. What did you think of it?
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. I really liked it. I liked how slow and, like, different.
Right.
And, like, old school it was, like in, like, the 80s. I don't want to say the 80s, because that gives you a wrong image.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when people had certain stories that were, like, contained and didn't have all this crazy shit going on in the background.
Right.
There was just one little story, and then everything was, like, within that story and, like, unfolded in a discovering kind of way, which I like.
Yeah.
I like discoveries sometimes.
Right.
So it was kind of nice to see something original and also full of discoveries.
I'm excited for June Swoop, whom I'm not so familiar about
she
her
is hilarious
career,
her.
But yeah, it was just great to see.
It was a star turn for her.
An older actress who is not
she is like
know, Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Right.
But then you're like, well, I love you though.
Yeah.
Keep talking, actually.
So if I could see Nebraska and August Osage County before the Oscars, I would feel okay. 12 Years a Slave, I just think I need to watch that at home. I don't think I can deal with that in a public space.
Oh, I saw it.
How was it?
At a screening, and it was just tragic.
Yeah.
And I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life during a film. And even a horror film.
Right.
I've not squirmed as much as I squirmed during this pivotal moment with Lupita Nyong'o, I praise her. She's so great. She's so great. She's English.
Wow.
They're like all English.
Wow.
But she's English and Kenyan.
Oh.
And, well, she's Kenyan, but she has English because of the, you know, the whole history. You know,
right.
But she does a Southern accent, and it's just, she's just that character. She just breaks your heart.
Right.
She's so innocent and naive and sweet, and just, it just breaks your heart when you see her.
I don't think I could show that movie with strangers.
It's so, like, oh my gosh, I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but I have to, you know.
Right.
Like, it's her truth. So.
Yeah.
And I was just really, I cried the most. And this guy, like, in front of me, he, like, tried to hand me tissue. Like, I'm okay,
it's
dude.
It's such a vulnerable thing to share that experience with strangers. I remember when Private Ryan came out, and my then boyfriend, our high school boyfriend, we drove up and to the movie theater, and it was sold out, but right in front of it was all these World War II vets. And then having watched the movie years later, right. I was like, I don't think I could have sat in that theater with these guys and watched the first 15 minutes of that movie with people who were there.
Mm.
So, I don't know. There's
I watched
movies.
The Butler with all the crusaders, the crusaders.
Right.
You know, the Freedom Riders.
Freedom Riders.
Well, they were crusaders for
justice. Right. Were you disappointed or surprised that that was overlooked?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, it was good. It was really good, but it wasn't Oscar worthy for me.
Right.
And like, in terms of like, if it were between that and 12 Years a Slave,
right.
I would obviously go with 12 Years a Slave. It was just a better movie overall.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many elements. Hans Zimmer. I mean, come
right.
on, freaking A. It's like, he's just like on it.
Yeah.
With the score. It's just propulsive, the energy.
Right. I'm surprised we haven't talked about Gravity. And I know that
yeah.
was the thing I was the most excited for. And then I saw
good.
It and I liked Sandra and it was impressive, but it just didn't.
It didn't
blow me away in the way that I expected it. Maybe it's because maybe we had a set of expectations that weren't met, and that's unfortunate for
yeah.
the movie.
It was all about the CGI.
Yeah.
And the story got lost somewhere in there. And it's just such a simple story. I don't know if they can tell a simple story
right.
in such a big, like, landscape that
yeah.
that is so, like, immense, and it just didn't really fit the landscape to me to have something so small. And then his character, I felt like, was not just wasn't a real character
right.
to me. Just felt stock and like,
mm-hmm.
oh, he likes country music. Okay,
right.
What else do I know about him?
It would be interesting to watch Gravity, All Is Lost, and Castaway, and just watch these movies. And I guess maybe Life of
you
Pi.
You know, what would be interesting is watching Gravity without all the effects.
Yeah,
and see
yeah.
How it would fare.
Why did Gravity not work, but Castaway did?
Yeah.
Or I didn't see All Is Lost, but at least I think
I'm sure
like everybody
yeah.
loved at least Robert. Maybe they didn't feel like it was a great movie, but loved Robert Redford.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'd be interesting to watch these movies where it's just one person facing.
I would like to watch the rough footage. I wish they could like come up with the rough footage and like,
yeah.
put it out there.
Right.
Put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
And, like, be like, okay, public, here's what it was.
Right.
Does it still stand up? Even Wolf of Wall Street, like anything like that's kind of big in scope,
mm-hmm.
like put it on a smaller like level.
Right.
And like put it out there and see if it would still, or they could have like plays or something. Like people do like stage readings or something,
mm-hmm.
not stage readings, but like stage performances of these big scenes and see if they still hold up.
Right.
That would be pretty cool.
Right.
They should put that like into the Oscars, like have a stage performance of
yeah.
their scenes.
Right.
Like as a clip.
Right.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
Like they do songs sometimes.
Right. They should.
They should have like a little clip.
Or do that for the screenplay, because for the screenplay
yeah.
nomination,
exactly.
when they do that category.
They should do that.
Because they usually just have
and have a different
over.
Actor.
Right.
Two
yeah.
different actors.
Let's see how the screenplay holds up. You don't
That's
have
how you
visual.
Know.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
We should tell them that.
Well, we'll do that when we're producers
right.
the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
Well, thanks for discussing
yeah,
this
but
with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was super fun.
Yeah, super fun.
I feel like my thoughts were not at all organized, but I think I ended
That's
up covering.
Never, it's never a problem with us.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much
yeah,
for joining me for this wonderful Oscar audition special.
Forward to tweeting episode. The Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to... I'm going to tweet some Oscar
right.
stuff when that comes. Anyway, thank you
cool.
very much.
Thank you.
And that's about it cool. for this episode. Thanks, guys, for listening. And follow us on Twitter at...
Oh, I'm at Laura Menino, M-A-N-N-I-N-O.
And at L. Latham, as always. And anything else you want to plug real quick?
Oh, no. If you want to check out my website, I perform stand-up all over L.A. I have a bunch of shows coming up. So, yeah, whenever you guys happen to listen, let's check out my website, lauramenino.com, for a calendar.
Thank you so much for listening, and have a lovely new year, I guess. I guess we can still say that. I'm going to still say it. Have a good, lovely new year. Thank you.